Monday night, Halacha Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I was looking through the Sefer Zos HaBracha. He also, you know, again, getting back to Pas HaBo B'Kisne. So he says, Berekes is a tough. You have, it depends what the filling is. You know, if you have things that are clearly hors d'oeuvres or clearly dessert, then it's Pas HaBo B'Kisne. No, and if you eat a lot of it, you would have to make hamotzi. But he's talking about when is it regular hamotzi? So that's apparently there's a chilek if it's filled with like jelly or jam, or if it's the naknikin. See, if it's filled with meat or fish, then it's like almost automatically a meal. So you have to wash and make hamotzi and bench. But if it's filled with the Shulchan Aruch, but if it's filled potatoes is, I guess, potatoes.
Sweet, maybe.
What? Sweet things. Then it's Pas HaBo B'Kisne. And then you could have a level where, I don't know, I'm tining Lakula, even if you stuff yourself with it, but it's so clearly only a dessert that it's never a Kviya Suda. In other words, the classic Pas HaBo B'Kisne is, let's say you have a cracker, so you eat a lot of crackers, so you Kviya Suda, or a sweet cake. I don't know, cake, a sweet, where if you eat a lot of it, then that's your Kviya Suda. But what we seem to be doing is that if you have something that's clearly like by a Shabbos Kiddush, and you have cake, so if you have maybe, let's say, crackers, like Tom Tom crackers, and you have herring, and you have other things, and you eat a lot of it, that would be a problem, Taka. That would be what the Achronim say, that there's really no excuse to not wash if you eat enough of it. If you eat what a person would consider a meal, maybe again, our appetites are very, maybe we've dropped the four beitzim shear and we just go with what's normal. And what's normal is to eat enormous amounts of food. But if you keep having those, like, you know, the Viennese table dessert, just because you pack away, it's hard to imagine. I really can't imagine that anybody would hold that you have to wash, make hamotzi, and bench. Because it's, you're never in Kviya Suda mode. The whole rationale is not like a magic wand that if you eat a lot, you have to make hamotzi. If you eat a lot, then that's your Kviya Suda. No one makes a Kviya Suda over cherry pie, no matter how much they eat.
Now, you eat a whole Entenmann's cake. People do it.
For lunch?
People sit down and eat a whole Entenmann's cake.
So that's my point. So in Halakha, you learn the Shulchan Aruch, you learn the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, to have to wash, make Hamotzi Shadayim, make Hamotzi, and bench. I'm trying to like do Orach HaShulchan mode. But the reason we don't is because if we're talking about cakes and things that they serve on a Viennese table, or at a Kiddush, you have all these kinds of cookies and cakes. So even if you eat a lot of it, but that was never the idea of Pas HaBo B'Kisne, that if you eat enough of it, then it's called a Kviya Suda. Because you're eating it, it's never in the context of a Kviya Suda. The only thing is, you have to be careful about an Entenmann's cake, which some people could polish off a cake for lunch, or a lot of crackers, and they're eating it with herring, they're eating it with like basar, or you go to a smorgasbord and you keep taking the crackers with the chopped liver. So that's already a meal. You're eating meat and you're eating Pas HaBo B'Kisne, and if you eat a lot of it, you really have to.
Isn't that always a very tough thing? There's no question about the halacha, but usually you don't really know if you're going to eat that much until you've already eaten that.
So then the halacha we learned last time applies. And you still have to bench. Okay. So we're in Mem Ches. Yeah. No, on the cake. Yeah, the reason people make on the bread is because they chicken out. Like they can't believe. Because we grew up on cake, you make mazonos. Like, what am I thinking I'm molding? With the airline bread, I looked through him, okay, we won't. With the airline bread, he says like this. He says, if you make it into a sandwich, you have to make hamotzi. You have to make hamotzi. He says, what some people do is that they eat it for dessert. It's very sweet. The kinds with the bedatz hechsher, and it says berchos mezonos, that just means that there's more apple juice than water. They make sure there's a rove of apple juice. Not just so you can taste it. So in a lot of chalas, you can also taste the honey or the apple juice. So the Ashkenazim need rove. So they make sure there's rove. But still, if you make a sandwich out of it, you have to wash. But if you leave it over for dessert, and you just eat it afterwards, as if it was a piece of cake.
Why if you make it a sandwich, you have to wash?
Because then that's how you eat a suda. That's mamish the halacha, that if you convey a suda over pasha bar b'kisnin.
Anybody that considers an airline meal a suda? I mean, no, seriously.
They call it a suda.
And yeah. You're really going to get filled from an airline like dinner or breakfast?
Yeah. I don't know if that's the criterion. You certainly consider it a suda. Do you say afterwards, I didn't eat lunch yet?
I come off the plane, I'm starving.
Okay, maybe we can learn one halacha. Would you be able to take me to the bus? I said, I don't have depression. We're learning Siman Mem Ches, and we're going to do Sifei. Esau, you have a dough. Shenilosha b'mayim. We're not talking about apple juice or honey or fruit juice. We're talking about water, flour and water. Baru bliloso raka. But it's a soft batter. It pours. But he baked it in an oven. And mafol betanur. If he baked it, he didn't cook it, he didn't fry it. He baked it. And he made, I don't know what happens when you bake it. You get like a pancake? What do you get? What do you get?
No water?
A soft batter. Flour and water, it's a soft batter. Like a pancake batter. But you baked it. You put it in an oven. Yeah, you put it. If you bake it or you put it in a frying pan, but without, you didn't deep fry it. You put it in a frying pan without liquid. Even if you put oil so it shouldn't stick to the pan, you make hamotzi. No matter how little you eat, that's straightforward hamotzi. What food is that?
Blintzes.
What?
Dumplings.
That's dumplings?
Or blintzes.
Really? You see, there's no tzuras hapas. Here, you see, there's always a dumpling is like a kreplach. So there you could have an excuse. There's no tzuras hapas. It's not possible. We'll learn about that. Meanwhile, we're learning now. You make hamotzi. Zelo choshev mashke v'dino lechem gomer. Even if you're only eating a kazayas, you have to wash, make hamotzi, and bench. So that's if you bake it, or even if you fry, even if you put it in a pan, but without liquid. But if it's flour and water, it's called bread.
You make waffles like that.
Waffles. So then waffle would be straight hamotzi, he's saying. If it's flour and water, even if it's a soft batter.
There's more than flour and water in there. There's eggs, there's sugar.
I don't know. The imtigno b'mashke, but if he fried it, lav lechem hu, afilu ochel mimenu kadei sviya, because then it's like it's cooked. In other words, once there's liquid, then it's a whole different process, and it's not called pas. That's like your jelly donut. So they're already selling it in the stores, Ms. Thumber, right? So your jelly donut is fried. There it's baked also, but after it's fried, I think.
It's definitely baked.
Is it baked after it's fried? But it doesn't matter. If it's fried first... No, it's not baked. Then you would make hamotzi. It would be like a bagel. A bagel, what?
All donuts are deep fried.
And not baked.
No.
Right, so that's why no matter how many jelly donuts you pack away.
Dunkin' Donuts?
You, no matter how many donuts you pack away, it's you don't have to wash and make a multi and bench. Because it's b'chlal not pas. If the process was only cooking or deep frying is like cooking, then you do not make hamotzi no matter how many you eat.
Intimate donuts, here we go.
Yeah, intimate donuts with the crumbs on top. You're cooking down the whole box.
Yishmak, you don't have to. But a bagel is cooked and then baked. Okay, we'll learn about that.